Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 24 of the Minor Prophets. We are continuing our study of Micah, and today's devotion is titled, Overcome with Darkness. Someone once said, there is an imminent danger when God's people love darkness and hate the light. Our text today is from Micah chapter 3, verses 1 through 12, and today I'll be reading from the New Living Translation. I said, listen, you leaders of Israel, you are supposed to know right from wrong, but you're the very ones who hate good and love evil. You skin my people alive and tear the flesh from their bones. Yes, you eat my people's flesh, strip off their skin and break their bones. You chop them up like meat for the cooking pot. Then you beg the Lord for help in times of trouble. Do you really expect Him to answer? After all the evil you've done, He won't even look at you. This is what the Lord says. You false prophets are leading my people astray. You promise peace for those who give you food, but you declare war on those who refuse to feed you. Now the night will close around you, cutting off all your visions. Darkness will cover you, putting an end to your predictions. The sun will set for you prophets, and your day will come to an end. Then you seers will be put to shame, and you fortune tellers will be disgraced, and you will cover your faces because there is no answer from God. But as for me, I am filled with power, with the Spirit of the Lord. I am filled with justice and strength to boldly declare Israel's sin and rebellion. Listen to me, you leaders of Israel. You hate justice and twist all that is right. You are building Jerusalem on a foundation of murder and corruption. You rulers make decisions based on bribes. You priests teach God's laws only for a price. You prophets won't prophesy unless you are paid. Yet all of you claim to depend on the Lord. No harm can come to us, you say, for the Lord is here among us. Because of you, Mount Zion will be plowed like an open field. Jerusalem will be reduced to ruins. A thicket will grow on the heights where the temple now stands. Have you heard the saying, "What's done in the dark will come to light"? This statement implies that God will one day expose every evil deed done in secrecy. God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. You can see 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 on that. One day the light of the Lord will expose everything hidden in darkness. In Micah chapter 3, God's prophet exposes the darkness of Israel's sins. In verses 1 through 4, Micah highlights the perversion of their responsibility. If anybody should know right from wrong, it should be God's people. Yet, His people were the ones who hated good and loved evil. You can see Micah chapter 3, verse 2 for that one. This is the height of perversion, loving what you should hate and hating what you should love. In verses 2 and 3, Micah uses graphic imagery to show how Israel's officials have misused their power. They have completely corrupted their calling. And Micah likens their spiritual wickedness to physical cannibalism. What God's leaders are doing to His people is spiritually killing them. While they are supposed to bring spiritual leadership and life, they are brutally harming God's people. Verses 5 through 7 reveal the consequences of their cruel actions. The darkness they are living in will overtake them. The evil deeds done to God's people will result in these leaders living in total darkness. Since they consigned God's people to despair, God will cover them in darkness. The greatest tragedy is for someone to be turned over to the darkness of a life without the light of God. Having rejected God and ravaged his people, God will reject them. When someone chooses a life without God, they not only face God's wrath, but they will never hear his voice. These leaders preyed on the people for so long that God would no longer listen to their prayers. Filled with the power of God's Spirit, Micah details the darkness of Israel's leadership. You can see Micah chapter 3, verses 9 through 12. Listen to the list of their evils. They hated justice and twisted what was right. They were building God's city, Jerusalem, on a foundation of murder and corruption. They made decisions based on bribes. They taught God's word only for money. They would not prophesy unless they were paid. They still falsely claimed to depend on God. Walter Kaiser and Lloyd Ogilvie share this insight. The rulers, priests, and prophets all played the game, "The Price is Right." What a massive abuse of high privilege. Yet the prophets proclaimed the half-truth that they depended upon the Lord. In their view, God would never abandon his holy city or his people. They relied on the promises of God to protect them from all punishment. In the second part of verse 11, they ask, "Is not the Lord among us? No harm can come upon us." They chanted to each other, hoping it was so. But it was not. Just as the people of Jeremiah's day chanted, "The temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord," so those in the previous century of Micah had done. I'm afraid many in our day feel the same way. They believe that America is so specially favored by the Lord that no trouble will ever befall us. They tend to chant, "Evangelicalism, evangelicalism, evangelicalism." If conservative Americans are judged, then who will defend inerrancy, missions, and the biblical concept of the family, we ask. All the while, hoping that our assertions alone will make such a difference that no matter how evil our nation grows, we will never have to face the consequences. What are we doing but claiming that God will bless us in our wicked ways? Jerusalem would fall in 586 BC, and Micah's prophecy would come true. The leadership that was supposed to be godly would discover that God judges the sins of everyone, including his people. In fact, he holds his people more accountable because we should know better. Some questions to consider. In what ways does today's culture desire darkness and hate the light? How does God's judgment of covering his people in darkness fit their sins of darkness? And finally, how are God's people prone to abusing their relationship with God? Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great day.